2 Corinthians, chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly tent dwelling is destroyed, that is, our physical body, we have a building from God, an eternal house in the heavens, which is not made by human hands, that is, our glorified body. For we truly groan for this, greatly desiring to put on as a garment our habitation, which is coming from heaven, so that, being so clothed, we will not be found naked. For truly we who are in this earthly tent groan, being burdened, not simply wanting to put something off, but to put on our immortal body, so that which is mortal might be swallowed up by the eternal life of God. Now he who works this very thing out for us is God, who gave the Spirit to us as the guarantee. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the physical body, we are absent from the Lord. For our walk is by faith, not by sight. The reason for our confidence is that we consider it a good thing to be absent from this body and to come home to the Lord. Therefore, we also strive earnestly toward one goal, to be completely pleasing to Him, whether at home or absent. For all of us will be transparently exposed before the judgment seat of the Anointed One, so that each one may receive a just recompense for the things he has done while in the earthly body, corresponding to what he has practiced, whether it is good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. But we, on our part, have already been made transparent before God, and I hope that we have been made transparent to your consciences also. It is not that we are commending ourselves to you again, but we say this to give you a reason to be proud of us, so that you may have an answer for those who pride themselves in appearances, but not in character. For if we appear to have lost our minds, it is to God, or whether we are behaving irrationally, it is to you, for the love of the Anointed One is what motivates us. We understand things in this way, that since one died on behalf of all men, then all have died too. And since he died for everyone, those who are alive should no longer live by their own life, but by the life of the one who died and rose again for us. Therefore, from now on, we view no one simply as a natural man, even though, in the past, we knew the Anointed One as a natural man, but now we no longer think of him in that way. This is because when anyone is an Anointed One, there is a new creation inside of him. The original man has been superseded, that is, passed by in the Greek. Look, a completely new being has been generated, that is, the new spiritual man. And all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through the Anointed One and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, which is this, that God was in the Anointed One reconciling the world to himself, not taking into account the sins they have done. This is the message of reconciliation, which he has given us. We, therefore, are ambassadors for the Anointed One, as though God were appealing to you through us. We plead with you on behalf of the Anointed One, be reconciled to God. He who knew no sin, the Father made to be sin for us, so that we would become an exhibition of the righteousness of God through him. This is the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.